You ever hear of cur or pot liquor?
Yeah. Cur dog and pot liquor. Old pot liquor, he can be a blue chick or a black or tan.
Is that a kind of hound?
Yeah.
What's a cur dog like?
Well, a cur dog is a big dog. Hound has long hair, and cur dog has short hair.
If you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog.
Yeah, it'll bite you.
And yesterday, the dog
tried to bite somebody.
Or if he did, you'd say, yesterday, the dog
bit somebody.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
And the kind of animal that you get pork from, or
hogs.
Where do you keep them?
Where do you keep them, in pen or outside, or wherever you run them at?
What do you call the pen that you keep them in?
Hog pen.
And what you feed them out of is the
hog trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Three or four hogs in the pen.
Or talking about the trough, you'd say.
Oh, well, if you had just three or four, you'd feed them out of one trough.
Okay, and if you had several, you might have
you'd
two.
You'd have to have more than one trough.
How many would you have?
Well, maybe three or four trolls, something like that.
And when hogs are first born, they're called?
Pigs.
What about when they get a little older?
Well, they're called shokes, or gilts.
What size is a shoke?
When them one gets around, way about 8 weeks old, they call shokes now. Of course, they had to get about a year old a long time ago, get to be called a shoke.
Is a gilt the female, or?
Yeah.
What would you call the female once she's had pigs?
Sow.
And the male is called a?
Boar.
And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to him?
You'd castrate him.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, you can see it another way. They used to. Of course, they don't no more. It's like you could cut him.
They don't say that much these days?
No, they castrate him.
Then what's he called?
A bar.
And the animals that you plow with are called?
Plow mule or animal, whatever you call them.
And two of those hitched together would be a?
Plow team.
Okay, or a what, a mule?
Double team.
And the animals that you milk?
Cows or
and
goats or whatever you milk.
Did y'all have goats?
Yeah, people used to have a good many goats way back there.
You milk them?
No, we didn't milk no goats. They got regular goat milk goats.
What do you call the male in the herd of cattle?
Bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up?
Yeah, always called them bulls.
What's it called when it's first born?
Calf.
And if it's a female, it's a?
Heifer.
And if it's a male?
Bull.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to?
Spring, or bring a calf.
And you'd say everyone around here likes to what horses?
You mean, what?
Likes to saddle up the horse and
ride.
And you'd say yesterday he
rode somewhere, rode the horse.
You'd say, but he has never
been rode or.
Okay. And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell.
What? Fell over, he throwed you.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, you'd say, I guess I must have
rolled off the bed, fell off.
And the things they put on the horse's feet are called the?
Shoes.
What do you call a game you play with those?
Well, you sew horseshoes.
Did you ever see that play with rings instead of horseshoes?
I don't believe it. I never see too much of it played, but that's what they call it, throwing horseshoes.
What do you call the part of the horse's feet that you put the horseshoes on?
The hoof.
And in all, a horse has four?
4 feet.
And
legs.
Talk about the hoof. He has four?
4 hoofs.
And the male horse is called a?
Stud.
Was that word nice to use?
Yeah. Jack.
Huh?
Jacks, Studs.
Would a jack be a horse?
No, jack's a mule. You take a jack and a mare and raise a mule.
And the male sheep is called a...
ewe.
Which one is she?
Oh, the ram, uh-huh. The male.
And what do people raise sheep for?
For the wool, meat.
Do they raise them around here?
No, I don't believe, no, not many. Not around here.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
The stiff hairs on his back.
Uh-huh.
That's called his mane, I guess.
For, on a, you know, a hairbrush, the things that stick up are the...